kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
You're 16 now, but you mentioned earlier that since the Olympics was announced, first time to have breakdancing, did you straight away said to yourself, I will be there?
Yes, I told my mom as soon as it got announced. I'm like, Mom, I'm going to the Olympics. And she laughed at me, thinking that's absurd because I was 12 by that time. So I'd still had ages to even think about even just getting better than all the adults, because I had to go against all the adults that had like 20 odd years of experience against me. So it was a really tough challenge, but I took it on and I made it.
Apat na taon pa man bago ganapin ang kauna-unahang break dancing bilang sports sa Olympics itong 2024, desidido na ang binatang si Jeff Dunn na magtutungo ito sa Olympics. At ngayong taon nga, hindi nabigo ang 16 na taong gulang na si Jeff Dunn, na kilala rin sa tawag na B-Boy Jay Attack, sa kanyang pangarap na sumabak sa breakdancing competition sa darating na Paris Olympics. Pero paano nga ba nagsimula sa breakdancing ang binata?
I started breaking around the age of 7. But I first got introduced to breaking from my sister. She used to do hip-hop classes. And next to the class where she did hip-hop classes was a breaking class. So every week I'd be in the corner of the breaking class and I'd just watch and observe. And it just got to the point where I thought I could do the moves and all the tricks and freezes. So I did, and one of the teachers caught me, and by next week, the owner of the academy that all the classes were being held at, was starting breaking. So I did take a lesson from that, and then from then on, I didn't stop breaking.
Mula sa panonood ng break dancing lesson ng kanyang nakakatandang kapatid, mula sa murang edad na 7, ipinagpatuloy ni Jeff Dunn ang kanyang pagbe-break dancing.
Just the fun of it, like originally, I just did it because it was so fun. It took a lot of energy out of me. So by the time I have dinner, I'd be like, you know, really tired. And yeah, it was just really fun and enjoyable. It was the most fun thing I ever did out of all the sports I ever tried. And yeah, I didn't properly start thinking about it as taking it on as a career until I was around 12 when the Olympics was announced.
But not most 12 years old already know what they want to do. So who's your hero in breakdancing? Is there any special breakdancer that you would want or that you would want to follow?
In breaking, your hero should be yourself. You have inspirations, but with breaking, we're all about originality and being different. So the more different you are from the rest of the world, the more known you're going to be. So I think in terms of inspiration, I think my crew, Team Cream, they're my main inspiration, as well as some overseas people. But yeah, I think my crew are my main inspiration as of right now.
At nito ngang unang bahagi ng taong 2024, kinumpirma ng Australia na isa si Jeff o Jay Attack bilang isa sa 2 breakdancers na kakatawan para sa Australia sa Paris Olympics. Ang isa pa ay ang 36-year-old na PhD at university lecturer na si Rachel Gunn. Ibinahagi din ni Jeff ang naging proseso ng kanyang pagka-qualify sa breakdancing. So from 12 years old, you've been practicing, doing training so you can go to the Olympics. How did you apply for it? Can you take us through the process of being chosen as an Olympian?
Yeah, so the main competition, it was from the process, there was a competition in Sydney called the Oceania Breaking Championships. And thanks to our administrator from ABA, Louis, he held and hosted that whole event. So without him, that event wouldn't have happened and there wouldn't be an Australian qualifier. So the competition went for 2 days and you had your like preliminary round. And then in the top 16, you had to do what you call a round robin. So you were picked in 4 groups. And I got ranked the second highest in my preliminary round, which got me into the top 16. And I had to do, I think, 6 rounds in the top 16. So it was a long day. And then the next day was the knockout round. So you had top eight knockout rounds all the way to the finals. And yeah, I just blasted through all those rounds and I made it to the finals against my teammate Benji, who was the youngest in the competition. I was the second youngest, and yeah, I won.
And congratulations on that. You're not just representing Australia, but you're also representing the Filipino Australians
Yes.
for this first ever breakdancing in the Olympics. Take us through a day in your life. How do you practice? How do you train?
Yeah, a normal day in the life, especially on a school day. I have to wake up at 5 in the morning, get changed, and I train for around an hour to an hour and a half. So I finish just before 7. And then I have a shower, prepare my food for school, have breakfast. My mom makes my breakfast, obviously. I wouldn't have time. And then I catch the bus to school, do all my schoolwork, come back home in the afternoon. And then sometimes I might train at my house right here. Train or at my coach's house, which is in Queensland.
Because you live in the boundary of New South Wales and Queensland, isn't it?
Yes,
You're
yes.
more nearer actually Queensland than if you go to Sydney.
Yes. I'm closer to Brisbane than I am in Sydney.
So, bukod sa mga training na ginagawa ni Jeff tulad ng iba pang mga sport, hindi basta-basta ang naging training na ginagawa niya para lalong mapagbuti ang kanyang breakdancing moves.
I train around 5 to 6 hours a day, including gym. And yeah, that's just my extra training. I train in the morning, then I train in the afternoon with gym as well. So yeah.
Because breakdancing is not just about dancing. You have to have that strength of your body, your arms, your feet, isn't it?
Yes. With breaking, it is the main part is to learn how to dance. But I think the world and the way breaking is going, everyone seems to love that dynamicness and those high intense level moves more. And we're also starting to be creative with those high intense levels of moves. So we're finding new ways to enter moves and trick up moves. So yeah, we're taking it to new levels.
Ayon sa website ng Olympics, ang breaking ay isang urban dance style na nagmula sa United States noong mga 1970s. Nag-ugat sa kultura ng hip-hop, unang nabuo ang breaking sa mga masiglang block party sa Bronx Borough ng New York at nailarawan sa mga akrobatikong paggalaw, nakaistilong footwork at ang pangunahing papel na ginagampanan ng mga DJ at ng mga MC sa panahon ng mga labanan. Ang mga international competition ay unang ginanap noong 1990s na nagpasikat sa forma ng sayaw sa parehong hip-hop community at pangkahalatang publiko. Para kay Jeff Dan, bagaman matagal na niyang hilig ang breakdancing, may pagkakataon na kulang siya sa tiwala sa sarili.
I'm going to Italy and the UK in a week, so that's going to really test me on how well my sets are going to run, how well I am in just the world in general. And it's really going to test my confidence as well, because when I go to all these competitions internationally, I sometimes lack confidence. And it's only been recently that I've been really confident in myself and my moves and my dancing and whatever I do and whatever I put on the floor. So yeah. Well, I think I lacked that confidence because I used to care so much about what other people did and what other moves they did. Because in the world, there will always be someone that has much higher level moves than you. So it's only been recently that I've started to try and find my own moves and create my own moves and ideas and try find my own sense of style.
At ang pagkakasama at pagkahilig ni Jeff sa breakdancing ay ipinagpapasalamat niya sa kanyang pamilya, lalong-lalo na sa kanyang mga magulang na umampon sa kanya sa murang edad.
Well, I just assumed I was adopted from the difference in my color and my parents' color. So I think around the time I could start like properly walking. So about like one. Yeah, I just assumed. I never asked because I thought it was pretty obvious. And I always went to these adoption camps and adoptive meetings and all that with mom and dad. So just, they didn't really say it, it just was pretty obvious.
Obvious because of your color.
Yeah. And just the difference in our face and all that, yeah.
Malaki ang papel na ginagampanan ng mga magulang ni Jeff sa kanyang buhay at lalong-lalo na nitong pagsabak niya sa Olympics kung saan ang pareho niyang mga magulang ang tunay na nagdadala sa kanya at nagsasakripisyo ng kanilang oras at pagsuporta sa kanya.
Well, my husband and I, mainly my husband, Tony, he's financially supporting everything because nothing is funded for him. So we set up like a GoFundMe account so things could be paid for because the cost is just unbelievably high with his travel overseas in the last 18 months and then more travel to get him battle ready to be ready for the big stage of the Olympics.
And he's going to Italy, I believe.
So Jeff and I will be gone for 3 weeks.
So this is all self-funded?
Yes, a little bit of funding from Australian Breaking. The Australian Breaking Association gives us a little bit, but it's nowhere near enough. So, and the Olympic Committee have given him his flights for Paris to go to and from Paris, and he'll be in the Olympic Village.
Okay, and that's paid for him?
That's paid for, but nothing else. There's all the travel around and get him and his coaches and pay for all of that. And now we just we've also had to pay for his coach to go over to the Olympics with him.
The prestige of being an Olympian is huge, but the expenses is huge as well.
I know, it's so much.
Yan ang tinig ng ina ni Jeff na si Rhonda Dunn. Si Jeff ay inampon nila Rhonda Dunn mula sa Pilipinas nang ito ay isang taon pa lamang. Laking tuwa at bong ipinagmamalaki ng adoptive mom na si Rhonda ang tinatamasa ngayon ng anak na si Jeff. Where do you see Jeff 5 years from now? He'll be 21 by that time.
I think he'll still be dancing around the world. And hopefully, well, we're hoping that he'll get picked up by some, you know, maybe the Philippines want him to come and do some things with them and, you know, some courses or some teaching and things like that as well.
Hangad nito na maipagpatuloy ng anak ang kanyang karera sa breakdancing at patuloy na makapagbigay ng karangalan hindi lamang sa Australia kundi sa pinagmulang bansang Pilipinas.
Jeff, for you, so you're taking breakdancing as a professional career?
Yes.
Is there anything else that we don't know that you want to do aside from breakdancing?
Not really. I haven't really thought about it, but I would like to get into some more art like careers or even like something to do with sports. So yeah, maybe like a sport teacher or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something to do with sports or art.
Yeah.
Breakdancing is a sport as well.
Yes.
Bagaman Australia ang tahanan at kinikilalang bansa ni Jeff, batid nito na ang pinagmulan ay sa Pilipinas. Sa katunayan, madalas itong umuwi sa Pilipinas bago pa mag-pandemic. Bumibisita sa lugar kung saan siya inampon.
Oh yes, we went every 18 months before COVID. So we've been there plenty of times, thanks to our parents. And obviously, whenever we went to the Philippines, we used to go to my orphanage and my sister's orphanage.
Well, because it's important for both of them to know their heritage and culture and where their roots are as well. And then, just different traditions and the foods and everything.
So, Jeff, did you make yourself familiar with any Filipino food?
We always like adobo and stuff like that. Sometimes we have lechon.
Have you ever thought, Rhonda, when you pick up Jeff from the Philippines, that one day this boy is going to be an Olympian?
No, that wasn't on our minds at all. But I often joke and laugh and say if I knew he was going to be so good at something, I would have, because he's good at running and swimming and things like that as well. Extremely good. So I said I should have put him in a sport that was going to pay well.
But you're very proud of him.
Yes, we are indeed.
Ipinagmamalaki nga ng pamilya ni Jeff ang kanyang pagkakasama dito sa Olympics at saka una-unahang breakdancing competition sa Olympics. At hangad nga
nitong pagkakasama ng breaking o ng breakdancing sa Olympics na makahikayat pa ng mas maraming mga kabataan na makilahok at makisali, hindi lamang sa breakdancing, kung hindi sa iba't ibang mga sports na kasama sa Olympics. At para kay Jeff Dunn, ito ay inaalay niya para sa kanyang pamilya at para sa mga tao na sumuporta sa kanyang hangarin o makasali sa Olympics at sa huli ay maging matagumpay dito.
Yeah, I feel super honored as well, and I feel super glad that I have Australia behind me in this competition, because breaking is, it's not really known in the world, especially thanks to the Olympics, it's starting to become more known, but without it, it's been really hard. So, yeah, I'm really glad that Australia has seen that I could be a potential Olympian that gets a gold medal in such a new sport. So, yeah, I'm really thankful.
With this journey of yours in the Olympics, can you name the most special people that you dedicate this breakdancing journey for?
Yeah, I dedicate this to my mom and my dad. I dedicate this to my crew, Team Cream, and all my coaches. I dedicate this to Surf Australia, because they took me on to help me improve my muscles and my mobility work at the gym. So, yeah.
Your message to the whole of Australia and to all the breakdancers in the world.
Yeah. Thanks for all the support. I'm really happy that I have this kind of country that's behind me for breaking, and the support that I get is incredible. So I thank you all.
And also the support around the world that people give you when you go.
Yes, and the support around the world that people give me. Thank you all.
For teenagers with same age as yours, still figuring out what they want to pursue in life. I said this earlier that you're only 12 then, that when you learn about breakdancing included in the Olympics, but you know that it's your goal in 4 years' time. But for those who are still figuring out what they want to pursue in life, can you give them any words of encouragement?
Yeah, just do something fun and just keep pursuing that and don't give up on it.
Message to your fellow Olympians.
Fellow Olympians, see you all. It's going to be a really exciting moment, and it doesn't just matter about who wins. It also matters about introducing breaking, about what it really is.
At sa pagtatapos ng Olympics nitong taon, kung saan magaganap ito mula Hulyo hanggang Agosto nitong taon na ito, ano nga ba ang aasahan mula kay Jeff? Ano man ang maging resulta ng kanyang pagsabak sa Olympics?
After the Olympics, I have 3 major competitions I'm going to after that. So I'm not stopping, I'm not resting after that. I'm going straight to all these really famous worldwide breaking competitions.
At narito naman ang mensahe ni Jeff para sa mga Pilipino na sumusuporta sa kanya.
I love you all. I'm glad that I was born from the Philippines. And yeah, I really cherish that. And I thank you all.
At yan ang ating naging panayam at tampok na ulat kaugnay ng pagsabak ni Jeff Dunn, o kilala rin sa B-Boy J Attack, para sa pangkahalatang break dancing community. At siya ang una kasama si Rachel Gunn na kakatawan para sa Australia sa kauna-unahang break dancing bilang sports sa Olympics. At para sa iba pang mga kwento at impormasyon, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino. Ana Livulata pa sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.